Drive Time Today is made possible by Cooper, Cargill, and Chant. Looking for the best legal advice in the Valley? Well, contact Cooper, Cargill, and Chant. You can find them online at coopercargillchant.com. Christian Mower here, and I'm joined by Cheryl Nee from the Mount Washington Valley Arts Association, because you guys got all sorts of fun events planned for the summer. You're kicking it off very soon with a Dine to Donate.
Yes, we are. We're going to have a Dine to Donate Thursday, May 31st from 4:30 to close at the Shannon Door. That is located on 19 Spencil Hill Road in Jackson, New Hampshire. We're going to have raffle baskets. We're going to have one in particular. It'll be appropriate for Father's Day giving, so you might be able to get your shopping done there as well. There'll be music, dancing, and the Shenandoah will be donating $1 per pizza that is sold for the evening. So please come down and have some pizza and some dancing and maybe get your shopping done, or at least maybe win a raffle basket. Also, we want to put out a big thank you to the community for supporting the Arts, Antiques, and Treasures event, which was held on May 11th and 12th.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with the Arts Association, what do you guys do exactly?
The Arts Association, our official name is Mount Washington Valley Arts Association. It's a nonprofit organization that supports the local artists in the Valley. And what we do is we provide areas for them to hang their art, so that, you know, people can see them and get their work out there and maybe start to make a little bit of money so that they can grow their art. So that's basically what we do, is we grow art in the Valley.
And you guys do it with one of your biggest events. One of my favorite events in the Valley is the Arts in the Park. When's that taking place this year?
Yes, we are. We're having Art in the Park this year. It was August 4th, which is a Saturday. And that's from 10 to 4 p.m. Last year was we had a great turnout last year. It was just an incredibly successful event, which we're hoping to expand upon this year. Once again, we're going to have our music tent, where we're going to have a few different local artists that will be entertaining the crowd. And last year it was a huge success. So I'm sure if you come, you'll be pleasantly surprised. And also, we're still taking artists in for, you know, whoever might want to come in and sell their art. And also, we're looking for sponsors. We're looking for donations for raffles or for silent auction items as well, if there's any, larger ticket items. And for any donations that people would like to make, whether it be cash or in kind, and to reiterate, this is nonprofit, so it's all tax deductible. So that's what we have for now, and there will be more to come as the summer goes along. We're going to keep updating folks with additional, facts as they come on.
Christian Mower here, and I'm sitting with Cheryl Nee from the Mount Washington Valley Arts Association. We're talking about all sorts of stuff they have going on, from the Dine to Donate, which is coming up very soon. And when and where is that again?
At the Shannon Door. That'll be Thursday night, May 31st, from 4 p.m. to close.
And then, of course, you got Arts in the Park, one of my favorite events in the Valley, which you can still sign up as an artist or a sponsor. And for those who are maybe looking to display their art, where can they do that with you guys? How do they get in touch with you and do that sort of stuff?
Right. Well, we are... we have a physical location in the center of North Conway. It's called Main Street Art. It's located adjacent to Schuler Park in the Norcross Building in the lower level.
All right. And how do they get in touch with you?
Well, what you want to do is call 603-356-2787, and we'll be able to help out in any way we can. And also, you could just come into Main Street Art. Anybody there could point you in the right direction. Or you could reach out to our website, which is www.mwvarts.org.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper, Cargill, and Chant. Looking for the best legal advice in the Valley? Contact Cooper, Cargill, Chant at coopercargillchant.com.